What do you know? Hello, Insomniac Insight, episode 10. Welcome. Welcome. Holy Saturday. It's great to be here. I'm running a little late tonight. It's 1:24. I'm so glad you're here. Sarah Cook, of course, is up. Sarah, you poor thing. You are just as bad as I am when it comes to this whole sleep thing. So thanks for tuning in. All right, so here's the truth. I have a special guest tonight, and this is such a rarity. I don't think it'll ever happen again, to be honest. But tonight... Linda. Okay, so here's the thing. Linda is always up super early. And
I did sleep in today until 10, which is very unusual.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah. Linda never stays up this late, like hardly ever. And the reality is that tonight we finished a TV show.
And a bag of kettle corn.
I know, we have literally failed in terms of the last few days of our Holy Week has been a caloric nightmare. That's all I'm going to say. Here, there we go. So, anyway, so a bag of kettle corn. We had some beer. We even had a couple little preemptive chocolates. So anyway.
Yeah, the kids have one less bag of chocolates to go in their baskets.
Yeah, take that, Easter Bunny.
Because I'm not going shopping for candy again.
I know. It's funny. So normally Linda's been in bed. She would have been sleeping now for a couple hours at least.
I am still. I am, right?
But I begged her to stay on for a few minutes while we did the evening extravaganza. So anyway. Okay, cool. What do you want to say about we finished watching what's called The Village. It was on BritBox, which is kind of a BBC, you know, kind of holding place for all things
it's
movie. It's a British, it's like a Netflix for Brits, kind of. And Linda, of course, is in love with anything with an English accent. So that's why we got an English bulldog. He barks with an English accent.
Roof.
And so what do you think of that? Compared to your other favorites, how did it rank?
It wasn't bad. Except I think the writing was a little choppy.
It was a little choppy.
But I've watched a lot of those kind of series dramas of like you have they kind of focus in on a family or a village in this case, and it's just the drama of a village. And I've seen lots of them, and so I've seen ones I think that are actually better than that. But Chris was kind of new to this thing, so he liked it.
I did like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of places you in the early, you know, like around 19, 15, 16. It follows a family in a village
and a lot of drama.
World
War I.
So it's good. But, I mean, there's only two seasons. I think that's it for that whole thing. But Jennifer's on from South Dakota.
And Chris has a pretty good English accent. I have a terrible accent.
Oh, really?
I don't do that at all.
My mother and my father. Was that it? Was
can't
that
a, do it.
Were you having
I
a stroke?
I can't do it. I'm just pumped.
Yeah, that's wrong. One
David.
Time, David. Yeah, we do Schitt's Creek pretty good, but not English accents.
I don't do accents well at all.
So funny thing was, when we were in Rome, okay, we got onto a train, and I have a fascination with accents, and so I started speaking in a Scottish accent, and I was just being ridiculous.
It was embarrassing.
All right, then, little one, let's get off at the next exit.
Yes, he was doing it very loud on a bus, and, you know, the Romans, especially at that point, like, we probably jumped onto the bus really fast, running into people. These hoity-toity Romans were not happy with us on the bus, you could tell. And so he's going off with this really loud accent, and I was like, just shut up. Just shut up. People, like, you're embarrassing me, and people are not happy with us. And what happened?
Well, and then what was awesome is that somebody said, are you from Scotland? Which I literally thought, how awesome is this moment that
Linda could encouraging him.
Could see that my accent is pretty good. I will say this though, I have no abilities at all in doing Australian accent. I get my New Zealand Australian accents super messy.
Okay, I want to hear your difference between Scottish and Irish.
I can't do Irish very much. Irish, it sounds like you lost your breath the whole time.
Yeah, I was talking to our son-in-law, James, about this. The difference between Scottish and Irish. I said that Scottish, I think, is harder to understand because it's more gruff. There's a gruffness to it. And Irish is more singy-songy. And so we listened to a guy explaining the two, and that's exactly the words he used, that Irish is more singy-songy.
Well,
you say, it's like they're out of breath, but yeah. It's more la-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like they do a lot more inflection in their voice.
No, that's not right. Sarah Cook, she says she's going to go to Rome in November.
It's a great Hopefully. City.
We loved it. We were there for 2 weeks, and we had I knew a guy that had a house there. Let me rephrase that. It was like an apartment.
It was an apartment. So we lived right outside.
So we rented this apartment for 2 weeks.
And that's all we did. We took one overnight trip to Assisi. But we just stayed in
By the
Rome
way,
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would say this, though. In terms Assisi's of, like, the, for the money, staying in Assisi is way more affordable, and it's more authentic, and it's beautiful. It's incredible. So, Tommy's here. Laura from Australia. Great to see you, Tom. I love you guys. I saw you were preaching. And for you, it's holy. Well, maybe it's on the cusp of Easter Sunday, right? Yeah. So for us, we're so tonight we had a great night. We watched. We'll probably talk about this later, but we went and watched. Flash. You're having a hot flash.
Yeah. Hot.
Linda's having hot flashes. We are 50 though, so I suppose that's normal. Otherwise, it could be that you're sitting next to a furnace.
Yeah.
A furnace of love. All right, that got awkward. So we watched tonight The Passion of the Christ. I have not seen that in years.
I haven't seen it in years either.
And it is grueling to watch. Yeah. It is so brutal.
Well, we have an 8-year-old who watched it with us, but she kind of was in and out a little bit because the reading of the subtitles was a little bit too much for her. And so she was in and out. She kind of half watched the scourging scene, which was we were okay with that, you know. But she, at the very end, we were like, something about the actor or something, and she's like, wait a minute, you mean it was a movie?
I know, she like, almost she felt like it
she
was...
She felt like it was like a documentary.
So we may have been a little poor on our catechesis, that Jesus is a little bit older than she thinks.
Like, she was surprised that it was an actual... and I think the reason was because it was a different language, and she felt like that someone wouldn't make a movie like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's powerful stuff. I met Jim Caviezel a couple times, and he is a full-on actor. Like, when you're with him, you feel like you're getting ready to hear a performance. And the way he communicates is very much like you're watching a theatrical performance. It's a strange experience to have a conversation with him. But... anyway, he told me this. He said that the very first role that he was offered after The Passion of the Christ was Brokeback Mountain, to which he said no. And, of course, I think that's the one that Heath Ledger and, gosh, why can't I remember the other guy's name?
Jared, it starts with a G.
I forgot his name. Anne Hathaway was in it, and but they won an award for that, and so he said no to that.
That's a terrible movie.
I know, it's what it is. But then the second role that he said that he got offered was Jake Gyllenhaal. That's right. I saw him once at the Pittsburgh airport, and he didn't recognize me, so that was freaking weird. But whatever. But the second movie that Jim Caviezel, he said to me that he was offered after Brokeback Mountain was The Da Vinci Code. It was between him and Tom Hanks. And and then he, of course, said that he didn't want that because it was going to be connected to this, you know, anti-Catholic kind of flow, which Dan Brown has that kind of thread in a lot of his books. So anyways, he was a very interesting person to communicate with. At one point, though, I'd met him a couple times. At one point, after we hung out with him and talked, I was with this guy named Rhett, and he said, Jim Caviezel said that he loved us as we went away. And I got in the car with Rhett and I said, did you hear that? He basically just said he loves us. And I thought, of course he loves us. How do you not love me? I mean, I'm a really lovable person. Really. I'm squishy. I'm approachable. I'm lovable. I have a sense of humor. I'm not threatening. Certainly not like, oh my gosh, like this guy is so threatening. He's so masculine.
Look at the hearts. They love you. Look at all those hearts.
I don't know who's doing that. It could be James Solomon. It's good to see you, James.
Hey.
Maybe it's Sarah. Hey, so Linda, anyway, so we watched The Village. It's on, I think you can find it on Amazon Prime or Netflix, but
you have to really like,
you have to really like kind of period, finish, almost period, yeah, pieces. Here's my question. Has anybody ever seen this, the series Poldark? Now, Poldark is based on a book series. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Funny enough, I loved
it. It's excellent.
It's really good.
Yes. So that is an earlier, much earlier in time, probably mid-1800s, on Cornwall, England. So the little part that jets out on the bottom left.
Nobody knows what you're talking
about.
It's
all like, it's either fishing villages or it's these dramatic cliffs and wind, and it's really, really wild. Like, and so I would love to go to Cornwall, England. But, yeah, Poldark, excellent.
So we...
Excellent.
I've not read the books yet, but I did get them. I ended up finding, like, all of the books at a thrift store for, like, nothing. I don't know. It was, like, a couple bucks. So I bought them all.
See, there's some Poldark fans there.
Andralita, she said she loves Poldark. Hannah loves Poldark. Good to see you. James Solomon's watching us. You remember James? You would come with us?
I do remember James, yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. So anyway, long story short, so we finished that series. Now Linda got me watching.
We have not finished Poldark. We have another series to finish.
Well, there's one more season. I think it's the last season that they put up. Mm-hmm. But Linda has me watching two BBC series. Because here's the truth. This is the truth. I told her, I said, since we obviously can't go out, we can't go out anywhere since we're quarantined and trapped with one another, that normally I like to do this thing called Spoil Linda Rotten Day, which is basically I like to say, let's go out, we'll go to a restaurant, we can go to the mall, if you want to buy something, let's just spend time together, okay? The truth is that's just an excuse for me to sucker Linda into going to Barnes and Noble so I can buy my crap. That's what it comes down to. But anyway,
not bad on the eyes.
Who's not bad on the eyes?
The actor from Poldark.
Oh, for the love! Unbe-freaking-leavable.
But so, yeah, we watched.
Did you want to just take a...
Someone just said they like the actor, so...
Nobody said he's not bad on the eyes.
She said actor, so I can't see very long. So
you said he's not bad on the eyes.
Yeah, because she says I love the actors. Yes, Deanna agrees.
Yeah, Linda, but nobody provoked that phrasing. I can't believe you just said that.
Anyway...
I don't even know what I was saying. I'm now distracted that my wife is infatuated with an actor on television. I guess I need to do a little more working out with my hair getting longer.
Yeah,
so
it has to be really long and like, it's a little crazy. He can be a little intense.
We're going to be going to marriage therapy soon.
I can't. We haven't seen this in a long time. What is her name? Such the W.
I don't know. Redhead?
It's probably been a year since we've seen it.
All right, so moving on. Anyway... So Linda wanted to recommend a couple movies that series that she thought, and this is basically a Spoil Linda Rotten Day in quarantine. So are you sleeping? You have to wake up. Stop. Just imagine I'm the guy from Poldark. All right, who I assume is named Poldark.
Yes. His last name.
So anyway, so we started watching
Cranford,
and. And then what else? What was the other one? Lark Rise for Candle.
Lark Rise to Candleford.
And so I think I like the Lark Rise one decently enough. So we'll kind of roll into those. And but we tried, literally, we
Cranford
tried.
Cranford has, what's her name in it? I can never.
Oh, Judy Dench. She's good.
Love Judy Dench.
You're shaking the whole camera by wiggling your legs like that.
Well, I'm trying to stay awake.
It's kind of sexy. So you have to appreciate the works of our Lord.
I miss...
Is that in reference to the physique of the actor? That's so funny, Angelina. That's so funny, actually. Uh-huh. That's amazing.
So James was saying he remembers when we dyed your hair orange. James was the one who cut your hair into like...
Do you know what, though, James? It turned orange because... It turned orange because the peroxide and the dye would not work. So I wanted white hair like Billy Idol-ish white.
You had to go to this professional to go like this.
Yeah. So it turned orange. So anyway, so Hannah says, how about Downton Abbey? And so here's the thing. We liked, and I liked a lot even, Downton Abbey. So, and see, this is the thing is that I do like BBC stuff. I watch it with Linda. I enjoy, like, I love Doc Martin. I loved Luther. I love, of course, Sherlock. And I like stuff like that.
Broadchurch
was phenomenal. But as a general rule, Linda likes these old, classic.
I can do old 80s BBC. 80s
BBC. And I think at that point, I kind of draw the line.
The only old BBC I don't like that you like is something like Fawlty Towers.
Oh, I love Fawlty Towers.
Like, you love the old slapstick kind of stuff. And I
loved it.
I have a couple things like that I like, but I, for the most part, I don't like that stuff. But what was the Downton Abbey? Downton Abbey, we got about 4 seasons in and then stopped. So we need to... I've started rewatching it a little bit because I want to watch the movie.
Well, I want to catch up on that, too. I think we watched the first 2 seasons.
No, we were on season 4.
Oh, dear Jesus. Mm-hmm.
After
and that Irish
died.
Guy. Remember that Irish guy?
Yeah, and the guy died in the car accident.
Yeah, I liked him, too. That was
great. So, like, after that, then we stopped, and we needed to catch up on a couple of seasons so we can watch the movie.
Yeah. So this is interesting. Sarah Broadchurch said, have you awesome. We ever been to the Biltmore House in Asheville?
No, but you know who has?
My mother.
Yes, and Billy and Carrie several times.
My mom lives in the Asheville area.
Yeah.
And, I tell you what, Asheville is a very beautiful town. It's a hippie town. We did some performances there back in the day in the Scarecrow Timman days.
Keeping up.
And I love that. Broadchurch was phenomenal. Probably one of the best shows. I really loved David Tennant in that. So just nerding out on David Tennant. What? What'd you say?
Keeping Up Appearances. I love Mrs.
Bouquet. What's her real name?
She's Bucket. It's spelled Bucket. But she doesn't like being called Mrs. Bucket. It's Bouquet.
Yeah.
And I mean, the memes out there of her, I follow, like on Facebook, I follow BBC and Acorn Media. And so they post little clips of appearances all the time. Love that. But that's the slapstick. Like, that's about... That's probably the only slapsticky kind of BBC stuff I like. I do love As Time Goes By, but that's not as slapsticky, but it's very canned set. So.
Yeah, now that you say that, I think my mother was, when she flew up here, I can't remember if she flew right out of Asheville or whatever, but yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
I've never been to Asheville.
So here's my story of Asheville, just a 2-second story, is that... We did, they used to have a coffee shop in downtown Asheville that the band played at, and it was like a Christian type-ish coffee house sandwich place. They used to have this sandwich called the Rachel and the Rebecca or whatever the hell it was called. I forget. It was like, let's name a sandwich after the female Old Testament heroes. But, so we used to do these shows there, and we one time were walking up the street. We bought a bunch of old journals in Asheville. I still have some of them today. We did today on the Counter Route Report. But one day we were walking up that side. We played this place a few times. We were walking up the sidewalk, and there must have been some sort of like a smokehouse or what, like you could buy pipes and stuff. Probably people were buying weed there. Some guy ran out of the place, handed us a paper bag. And we were like, it was just like a weird experience. He runs away. I'm holding this paper bag, and maybe he put it in the garbage and I took it out of the garbage. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. I think he gave it to me. Inside of it was a bong. It was a used bong. First of all, who gives someone a used bong? That's a really bad repurposed gift. You can't re-gift a used bong, okay? I think we put it in the garbage. That's where the garbage came in. I think we put it in the garbage.
You sure you didn't bring it home?
No. I don't think I've ever owned a bong. I did once use a I did once use a soda can. You know, you can make a kind of a pipe out of a tin can. I don't know if you know that, Linda.
Is that your one and only DIY?
That's my one and only, my do-it. I have my own do-it-yourself making a marijuana pipe out of a tin can. Yeah. My small excursion into the world of drugs. My
and DIY.
And do it yourself. Yeah. It all collapsed.
They know what DIY means, honey.
I don't know. I don't know if they know.
I think they do.
So here's the funny thing is that we've got some animals in our house now that we did not recently have. My daughter brought home a boa constrictor, and that's in one of my son's rooms.
How old is he? He's like...
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
25, 30 years old.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's as old as... He's older than Jason, I think.
No flipping way.
No, yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
He won't get any bigger. I mean, that's about as big as he's going to be.
That's terrifying.
But he's that old. That's why they say he's the friendly one, because he's been handled for so long, their whole life. You know, Jason's whole life he's been around, so...
Listen, Hannah, she says that Asheville is supposed to have the best weather.
I can't imagine that. Your mother has never said that.
There's no way. Yeah. That's from a bunch of people who are all high. That's what they say. Yeah. So they have no idea if it's the best weather. So the interesting thing, though, is that we have the boa constrictor. Then there's a turtle. We literally have a turtle.
No, we don't.
A tortoise.
We have a tortoise.
Look, we have a tortoise. Difference. There's literally a tortoise right outside our bedroom door. You open up the bedroom door, there's a red light. It looks like the devil is coming to visit.
He has to be freezing, too, because it's in the sunroom, which is cold today.
That tortoise, I have never seen it move. Its nose is shoved in the corner.
Well,
it's been in timeout for 2 days straight.
Because it's been cold in that room.
There's Donnie Schoenhardt. I knew Donnie from our days in South Dakota, Linda. Donnie was a good... We're talking about Donnie. I think Donnie took over, I don't know, forgive me, I might have this wrong, but I think your dad had a car business. Did you take over for it? Did you start that from scratch? But I remember Donnie was awesome on the basketball team. He was a good guy. Where do we live? So we live up in north of Central Snake. Excuse me. I'm reading. She said, I can't do snakes. And so I read snakes as I'm telling where we live.
We live north of Central Snake. We're Central Snake.
All right, so starting over. We live by Central Square, which is north of Syracuse. And I can't. I don't like snakes either. Yes. I don't like snakes either. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Trisha Shell, good to see you, Shevsky.
Hey, you
know what, Trisha? You put some pictures of you up the other day. You look so cute. You guys look like you're doing great there. And I love seeing all my good Southwest Florida peeps. Bayshore. You know, I was recently in Bradenton, and I did a little parish event out at St. Peter and Paul. And I actually went and visited the old house that we lived in. And I passed Bayshore High School. That area is insane now. Nick Bolitier's, they don't even call it Nick Bolitier's Academy. That it's become it's like Disney World there. They've created this mega immaculate area where people can come in and train. There's like a hotel area there. It's pretty ridiculous. So it sure does seem like they've improved it since the asbestos days that we had in Bayshore High School, right? Yeah. Anyway.
Is this what you normally do?
Well, I kind of ramble. Yeah, so this is the first time Linda's joined me on the Insomniac Insights.
How long does this
go on for? Probably 30, 40 minutes. I just sit and we just talk. We kind of hang out together. And sometimes we talk about books and TV. And yeah, so it's a little bit kind of... there's not a really huge hardcore point. Although last night, I did tell a little bit about last night when we did the have the kids go around and say something nice about each other and how special that was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tonight was kind of a cool night for us too in terms of it being Holy or Good Friday and wanting to celebrate this as a family.
I had thawed fish.
So yeah, this is true.
Freezer. I've been shopping in the freezer lately because, you know, saving
Explain
money.
Explain what you mean by that.
So yeah, I go to my own freezers in the basement and pull food out that most of it is from our own animals, pigs and goats and lamb and whatever. And so I knew my son-in-law had put stuff down there, and I'm digging through, and I find these packages that I certainly didn't put down. And my daughter's like, oh, I think that's the fish that he caught last year or this year or whatever. So I was like, oh, well, pull the fish out. And it's been thawing in the fridge for a couple of days. I opened it today to start. I thought, let's fry some fish for Good Friday. No, it was venison.
I know. Linda has pork being thawed. She has chicken being thawed. And now venison being thawed.
I have our pork,
we
our chicken,
we completely had nothing for Good Friday. So we ended
and
up.
And I have a ham in the fridge.
Yeah, so we ended up.
Easter. So tomorrow I'm making pizza. A huge thing of venison
cheese pizza.
Stew.
So tomorrow's venison, that's going to be awesome. I'm pumped about that.
And I might make some beef jerky because I think there's a lot there. Never made beef jerky, but I'm going to try that. And I have to smoke the pork and the chicken so that they don't go bad.
I'm excited about you making jerky potentially out of the lamb. Is that what you were thinking?
It's the venison I'm making the jerky out of.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the venison.
Yeah, venison.
So
mm-hmm.
the last time I remember having great beef, like venison jerky, was South Dakota days. So it's hard to explain this to people who don't grow up in an area where you hunt, but hunting's a big deal. It was a big deal for us in South Dakota. I assume it still is. And, but I was a horrible shot. And so every year I'd go out hunting and somebody else at the end, I don't know if anybody remembers Jim Guest, but Jim Guest was I think he was a plumber. And he would end up having to shoot the deer for me usually at the end of the deer season because I was horrible. And
you still have yet to shoot a deer.
I don't. I did hit a deer with a cinder block. That's a different story. We'll talk mm-hmm. about that later. But my hunting seasons are really a little bit embarrassing lately.
Yes.
I could have shot something out my window. If the deer doesn't want to be killed, then why am I going to do something to...
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
do
if they...
Do your children want to bring in wood? No, they don't.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just because they don't want to doesn't mean that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to die and be eaten.
James says he'll buy some homemade jerky from us if we're selling it. Let me just say this. We'll wait to make sure it's not going to cause...
Never made it before.
Salmonella and you don't have, like,
what did I make
violent this? Diarrhea.
We used our smoker for the first time last weekend, and that was... It turned out
good. It
was
pretty good.
But, oh, my word, I found so many things I did wrong with it. So yeah, I'm getting better. I'll learn.
We went to a store not too long ago. We thought, let's get in debt in case the end of the world is coming, because who cares? So we went and we bought some things like ammunition and guns, and then also a smoker. So Linda tried to smoke a couple chickens and a ham.
Chickens and a pork roast. Yep.
Yeah.
They turned out good, but they...
I thought the ham seemed like it was a little bit, it was on the edge of going to jerky.
It wasn't ham.
What do you mean?
It was pork.
What the flip is the difference? They're
ham
both...
is cured and smoked and, like, whatever. It's cured is the big thing. But ham is different. It takes longer to make ham.
I feel like you just put, like, the slow motion button on.
Really? I can go to bed.
Who are you exactly? I don't know where I became friends with you. This is a hilarious conversation that you're having with me,
your
Hannah.
Your name, Hannah, I recognize, so...
Who am I exactly? So, Hannah, I have no idea how we would have met, except that I do a lot of talks around the world. I do talks at sometimes youth conferences or marriage conferences or men's conferences, basically. I do a lot of presentations in religious events. I've done stuff at schools, Catholic schools, you name it, blah, blah, blah. And then, but then we have this Happy Place Homestead show that was on YouTube. So it's possible that you tuned into us there. And then last but not least, I do a lot of comedy stuff. And so maybe that was that you tuned into one of the comedy events that I was doing, or you were at an event where I was doing some comedy stuff. So that's my guess. If none of those are reasons why you tuned in, it's quite possible that it was an accident and you just ended up in this great, amazing thread of us talking about BBC shows and hunting.
Yeah, it's very familiar. Where are you from, Hannah?
Yeah, Catholic. I'm Catholic. Catholic Answers. I've been on Catholic Answers before, but probably maybe what you're thinking of is I was interviewed by Marcus Grody on The Journey Home a couple times, and I was on EWTN a few times, like Life on the Rock and stuff like that, Jana Bekovic. And so maybe that's where you first heard of me.
She's in Wisconsin.
You're in Wisconsin. I've been out to Wisconsin a number of times, so that's possible. Yeah, Hannah.
She's homebound.
Okay, yeah, I bet it was like Relevant Radio or Radio Maria or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I taught for about 4 years at Franciscan, and I got my master's there, so you know, a lot of the people probably you're familiar with, I'm familiar with. Yeah, and Marcus Grody is great on Journey Home, so that's cool. Random question, is anything currently streaming Firefly? You know, that's an interesting question.
We owned the
discs because
I forgot it has to be on Prime somewhere.
You would think. Hulu, Prime, Netflix.
Yeah.
It would have to be there.
Yeah, that's a good series.
Yeah.
I know you were trying to read here.
David Wicks, thanks for being here tonight. Leela, I love Colorado. I will say this. Thankfully, Michelle seems to still like me. So I come out to the Denver area every year or a couple years. And then Colorado Springs has been a great experience for me. So I do like Colorado. It's funny. I always have a little bit of a trouble with Colorado because of the elevation. So it takes me about a day to adjust. Okay,
we lived there for 2 weeks.
We did.
We lived in Grand Junction, Colorado for a few weeks. We moved all the way across the country.
We moved from Florida to Grand Junction, and we got there, and we were like, this is
not
going to work. And I was at a concert. We went to a Don Francisco concert, and I felt like the Lord spoke to me, and I just was like, he said to me, what are you doing here? Yeah, and I said, what do you mean, what am I doing here? We're going to do this youth camp. And I felt like the Lord said, I didn't call you to do youth camp. Do you see what he's doing up there on the stage? I called you to do something like that. So I told Linda, I think we should go back home. She was already ready to go home.
I knew the moment we were coming through the Rockies.
The moment we were going there.
Yeah, going through the Rockies, and Grand Junction's laid out in front of you as you're you're coming down. And I knew in the gut, deep of my gut, we are not supposed to be here. So, yeah, but that's a good fun story.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to have a strong heart to be in Colorado. Well, that's not what I've normally been known for. But I've had some really great experiences in Colorado. After you get used to the elevation, then it works. Now, it's when I get shuttled right up to that YMCA up in Estes Park that it takes me a little while. You got to breathe deep up there, that's for sure. Matt Cranley, Newlywed, is on right now. That's awesome. We love you guys. Ashley, we sure do love you. The cutest little couple.
They are darn
so
cute.
Sweet. Battlestar Galactica series. Let me tell you something right now.
You new one?
Sarah, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's now, I don't know.
I'm not particularly fond of space things, but that wasn't bad. And the Firefly was amazing, though. Chris Pitt, he threw Firefly at me. He was like, hey, we should watch this series. It's kind of like a Western and outer space. And I was like, oh, my two least favorite genres put together. But it was amazing.
It was amazing. And I loved it. Maria here from, she said, I met you in, you guys in Bishop Diego High School in Santa Barbara, California. How awesome is that,
wow.
Actually? That's kind of cool. First of all, I love Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. That's John Basilina's territory. And Linda and I, we love those guys. And we love what God's doing out there. Any new tattoos?
Whatever you get. Any tattoo ideas, did he say?
So I would say this.
Make sure you get good. Something done well.
If I got another tattoo, the only one I would probably get would be, I'd go back to my Pittsburgh guy. His name's Joe Bruce. And I think his tattoo place is called Three Rivers. Mm-hmm. He broke off and started his own company. I would go to him and I would tell him I want St. George and the Dragon on my back. Now, I have some space on my back, so I'd want it to be an epic, almost like an icon. So that'd be my, if I ever got another tattoo, it would be that.
Mine would be finishing my arm.
You're funny. You remind me of my son. Andy passed away. He was so funny. Oh, thank you, Hannah. That's really sweet that you would say that. We'll pray for him tonight. Ultimately, you spoke at Mount Madness. Yeah, I've done a lot of Mount Madness over the years. And my daughter was there. She's left the church. We'll pray for her, too. You know, I think, Linda, and I want to encourage you, any of you who are older with kids who are maybe not walking with the Lord, our little phrase is this. We always say, maintain the path back. So even though it might seem, especially during this time as we approach Easter Sunday and the joy that we find in our faith, it can be really hard to watch your kids who are not walking with the Lord, and we worry about them. And so I think ultimately I just want you to know, the Lord is sensitive to a mama's heart, to a dad's heart. And so keep praying. Don't give up.
You never make the mistake of loving too much.
Yeah.
So just be patient, love, and maintain the path back.
Maintain that path back. Hey, well, listen, we love you. I'm going to let Linda head off to bed. This is later than she's been up in maybe years and years and years and years. And she needs to get some sleep because I plan on sleeping in late tomorrow.
I do too.
You do too?
I plan on it.
All right, good. So we're not going to get up early. And basically, we love you. Get some rest. If you want to leave your prayer intentions, you sure can. We'll be glad to include that. We do that every night. We, as a family, try to pray. And tonight, we went through a list. Special shout out to Sarah Cook. Tonight, we especially prayed for you and Tex, who are our very first Patreon sponsors. Thanks for that. We decided to try to set up this place where we could do some exclusive content and bless people with some fun things that other people wouldn't normally get. So we're working on that, going to create that for you. And so, if you want to do that, it's just patreon.com/Chris Padgett. Sign up for that, and we'll be glad to send you some cool stuff. Linda, I wanted to tell you something. Somebody emailed me and sent me a note, and they said that they love this insomniac time because they feed their baby at this time at night. And so it's such an encouragement for them. And I thought, how sweet is that, that they tune in? So, yeah. So anyway, special thanks to all of you guys who've been faithfully watching. This is episode 10. It's kind of a cool landmark for me. I'm enjoying it, having fun.
You're 10 days of being consistent.
And 10 days of being 10 days of being consistent at something. So yeah, not much else. But at least I'm up late drinking. No, not really too much. Thank you. I can't sleep ever. Yeah, listen, Hannah, I'm with you there. I feel like. The dark circles under my eyes are...
Weed.
What did you just say? Weed?
Reed.
Hey, it's time to do some weed. Wait, read. Read. We're time to read, okay? Wait a minute. Lila, you had the... Oh, you don't have the coronavirus. You're saying until the coronavirus, then you got insomnia. Yeah, listen.
I think everyone's schedule so automatic.
We're all so screwed up right now.
Okay, I'm just going to say, though, we keep assuming everybody's kind of laying around doing nothing, but there are people still working full-time jobs.
No, thanks be to God for the people who are working. Our daughter's a nurse
really,
and
had
another...
She had to put a teacher in her place the other day because the teacher's like, your daughter needs to be doing this more work. And she's like, she works full-time nights in the hospital, and Dean's working full-time. And so, like... Then they have a kid they have to homeschool now, and like
right.
I'm relaxing, but there's still a good amount of people who are kicking butt. So hang in there.
This Marissa just said that they just lost the roof to their parish from a tornado. Listen, I'm telling you, it seems like it's crazy right now, doesn't it? I literally just saw that. I think it was Indonesia or India, a volcano erupted. That it just erupted today, and then the hail and the storms have been going on, tornadoes in Kentucky and I tell you, it's scary. We need to pray. Is ultimately, if you're a praying person, this is the time to pray. And I just want to encourage you to. I don't think we need to look around saying, is there a devil behind every single problem that's out there? But
and we don't need to. Re- read this into being like the end of the world.
Yeah, we're not like, it's not like, oh my gosh, you know.
I have a neighbor who always said, your end of the world will come a lot faster probably than the end of the world. So, right. Live for your end of the world.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's just a reminder to tell the people that you love them. Mm-hmm. And to trust God and to make choices that you're not gonna regret in the long haul. So,
Like eating a bag of kettle corn.
Where is that bag, baby?
It's almost gone.
It's almost gone. There's supposed to be a very aggressive storm on the Easter Sunday. Well, yeah, and also for us in New York State, they say that Easter Sunday is going to be potentially the worst in terms of the coronavirus for the amount of people who lose their life. So, yeah, it's been tough. We're under the gun over here, just trying to be real careful and making sure that we're healthy. So,
but we're pretty. I mean, there's very few cases up here where we are. Most of New York is New York City.
Yeah, that's right.
The numbers are coming out of New York City. Yeah.
We had snow literally today too, as well. So.
Yeah, but it's gone, I think.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna let you go. We love you. Put your prayer request down there. We'll include those in the future. If you want to make any, if you want to be a part of supporting us, we'd appreciate that. There's no pressure, but patreon.com/Chris Padgett. And we'll publicly be more than happy to let people know how thankful we are for you. But we have a bunch of stuff we'll try to send you to. By the way, Sarah, you are going to be getting some good stuff coming your way. And then hopefully I can send you some links for the other things that you should get for being a exclusive member. All right, we're going to go to bed. I think I'm rambling. I'm on the edge of rambling now. So I have actually to finish a book tonight. So we'll see what happens. All right, blessings. See you tomorrow.